Okay, we are in the middle of the discussions of Aseh Dochalos Aseh, Kuf Lamed Beis Amad Beis. We started to discuss Aseh of Mila Docha Shabbos, and that was based on Limudim. And then we said the last part was the Aseh of Shabbos being Docha Velosa Aseh of removing Saras. And the last point we made on the bottom was the Machlokes between Rashi and Rabbeinu Chanan about Be'idna. How close does it really have to be? Does Aseh Dochalos Aseh only work when it's at the same time? So, we're the last four words on the Amud. The Gemara had just said that there was an issue whether Saras was more chumer than Shabbos, because Saras is Docha Avoda, and Avoda is Docha Shabbos. So if you, A is greater than B, B is greater than C, then A is greater than C. Or do you say that no, Saras is not more chumer than Shabbos, it's just that Saras, even if you would do, the Gavra is Lav Chazi, meaning even if you would do it, he wouldn't be able to do the Avoda. So Gemara just adds on one more point to that discussion, V'chad Rava V'rav Safra Tanayhi. Machlokas in Bryce's is really also a machlokas between Rav, sorry, the machlokas between Rav and Rav Safra, whether it's Saras or Shabbos, is more chomer, is also a machlokas tanoim. The Tanya is the Bryce is as follows: Basar v'afal pishiyishem baheres yimol divrei Rav Yoshia. Basar, even though there's a baheres divrei Rav Yoshia, right? The limud we had, it's still docha Saras. Rav Yonasan Omer eino tzarech. Shabbos, you don't need a pasuk. Shabbos chamura docha tzaras l'chol shekein. If mila is docha Shabbos, which is more chamur, surely is docha tzaras. So what do your first opinion feel? The first opinion must have felt otherwise, that tzaras is more chamur. Okay, two dots. That's the end of that specific discussion. Before we go further, just 3 minutes on Aseh Dochalos Aseh. There's a very important Rav Nisim Gaon. If you look on the bottom of your Gemaras, usually Rav Nisim Gaon is in Pesach Shabbos, he's on the daf. So he has very strong language about a discussion we started having yesterday. And that is, we started to discuss, how do you view the fact that you could do Mila on Shabbos, or the fact that you could do Mila, specifically Mila beats out Saras? The Gemara suggested Aseh Dochalos Aseh. How do you view that idea of Aseh Dochalos Aseh? Do you say what we termed as Dechuya, that it's pushed aseh, the aseh pushes off the Los Aseh, but the Los Aseh is still there, and there are ramifications to that? Or do you say that no, when you're doing the aseh, there is no Los Aseh? The Los Aseh, for some reason, disappears. One of the strongest formulations of Hutra, that the Los Aseh disappears when you're doing the aseh, is this Rav Nisim Gaon. He has a beautiful lashon. If you look at the second column of Rav Nisim Gaon, the third line, last word on the line, Yadanu, Gize Los Aseh, Eino Shava Bechal Dover. This Los Aseh, he's talking about Sitzes and Kelayim. This Los Aseh is not always, Ela Miyuchadu. Miyuchad means it's only in a specific time. V'chiyat Sivui Shenemar Acharav Hu T'nai Alav. The Sivui that comes after it, meaning it says, do tzitzis, don't wear shanis. So they work together, and one is a condition for the other. The only time there's an Isra of Shatnez is when you're not doing the Mitzvah of Tzitzis. But once you're doing the Aseh, the Los Aseh never was meant in that situation. In other words, it's not that the Los Aseh is there and it's Nidche. The Rabbi Nisim Goat says, Beferish, that it doesn't exist when the Los Aseh is there. And if you skip down a line, he says, with this approach of Hutra, this answers a question, a very bothersome question that many ask me. He says, many ask, you know, we know this principle, Aseh Dochalos Aseh, but one second. We were brought up to know that averus are worse than mitzvahs. Meaning a Los Aseh is worse than not doing Los Aseh, you get punished. If you violate a Los Aseh, you get malchus. But if you don't do an Aseh, you don't do an Aseh, there's no punishment. You have to bring a carbon ola. Right, you have to, if you learn Masech Zachim, there's Doronu, you have to bring a carbon ola. There's no real punishment when you don't do an Aseh. So shouldn't the Los Aseh be more strong than an Aseh? So what do you mean, Aseh Docha Los Aseh? You should say the Los Aseh wins out. Don't do the Aveira. How can you do the Mitzvah? You're doing an Aveira. So that's the question that if you show all the love, I'm showing last line, Me'achash on the Yodim Shazar's love, Kashem Yitzivu Yaseh, Heich Yobo Aseh Bid Chazar Shalav, Shechavura. So Shemimenu, so turning the Amud and in Rabbi Nisim, Umiderach Ayadosh Achabar Docha Akal. So he says, that's the answer. The answer is Hutra. The answer is, it's not that they both exist, and the los asay is beaten out. When you do the asay, when you do in the mitzvah, there is no los asay. It doesn't exist. Hashem only meant the los asay to apply when you're not involved in a mitzvah. When you're involved in a mitzvah, there is no such thing as a los asay. So that's a very strong formulation for the approach of Hutra. Just one other makar regarding asid d'chalos asay, and that's the Ramban in Parshas Yisro. The Ramban gives a hashkafic point behind why asid d'chalos asay, which also helps explain that question of Rav Nisim Gon. Are los asays more chamur? The Ramban explains that asays are based on avas Hashem. Generally, when we do a mitzvah, it's because we want to get close to Hashem, it's based on avas Hashem. And los asays are generally connected to yiras Hashem. Right, I fear, I don't want to get punished, or I either yiras a punishment, yiras a onish, or yiras a romamus, you fear Hashem himself. Either way, you fear, and therefore you don't do something. That's what was usually connected. Aseis is avas Hashem, and los aseis is yiras Hashem. And therefore the Ramban says, asid docha los asei, because we know avas Hashem is a greater level than yiras Hashem. That's the Ramban. And just to be mosif to that, Rabbi Yosef Engel says, in the Mesher Chachma in another place, that's why the Gemara says, ein asid docha los asei b'migdash. Asid d'chalos asay, that principle doesn't apply in the Beis HaMikdash. Why? So both of these great achronim suggest that because in the Beis HaMikdash, Yiras Hashem is primary. Well, Mikdashi Tiro, that's a focus of life in the Beis HaMikdash. And you need to be weighed on that side. So that's why, Ein asay d'chalos asay shem HaMikdash, because their los asays take more of a front seat. So that is why, asay d'cha los asay. Okay. So why don't we say that by the Saras of the Kohen, what? That the of asay, why don't we say Ein asay d'cha los asay? So maybe that's because I think that applies more in the avoda itself, not by the problem in the gavra, in the person. But you're right, I don't remember what the specific case is where the Gemara applies that. So as Hashem, as we go through, we'll get there one day. As Hashem. Okay, two dots. Amar Mar, top of Kuf Lama Gimel Amar Aleph. Two dots. Amar Mar, Basar Avavisha Beharis Yamul Yimol Dibur Yoshia. So this is the pasuk again that Basar, you have to do the bris mila. Even though there's a tsara'as on the makam hamila, you have to do the bris. Halamali kra Dover Shein Miskavenu. Why do you need a pasuk for this? That mila is docha tsara'as, it's a Dover Shein Miskaven. You don't have kavana to cut off the tsara'as, but Dover Shein Miskaven mutter. And Dover Shein Miskaven is mutter. So how can you say this is why do you need a pasuk to say it's mutter? It's Dover Shein Miskaven, which is a machalok between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. We pass like Reb Shimon and Dover Shein Miskaven mutter. Looking at me inquisitively, why? Psikresha, which the Gemara is going to say in a minute, but even more than Psikresha. Well, let's finish the Gemara, then we'll get to the Rashba. Amar Abaya, l'nisuchel Reb Yehuda, Dover Shein Miskaven aser. So Abaya first suggests, no, it is, you're right, in Achinami, it is a Dover Shein Miskaven, which again, what's Dover Shein Miskaven? You don't have kavana for the malacha that you're doing. So the pasuk is needed for Rabbi Yehuda, but for Rabbi Shimon, you really don't need a pasuk. It's mutter anyway. What does Rabbi Shimon do with the pasuk? The Gemara we'll talk about in a minute. But Rabbi Amar, no, afilu tamer Rabbi Shimon, moder Rabbi Shimon psik reisha v'lo yamos, as we mentioned many times. No, Rabbi Shimon only allows you psik davar shein b'skavin, which is what? I'm doing act A, which might or might not cause act B. I'm dragging a bench, which might cause ditches, which might not. So that I'm allowed to do. Act A might cause Act B. That's the machlokas. But where Act A will vada cause Act B, for sure I'm not allowed to do it. That's called psik resha. You're going to chop off the chicken, the chicken's head, to give the chicken's head for a toy to your child, and he's not going to die? Psik resha v'lo yamas? Of course the chicken's going to die. So what? You're not thinking about that. That's called psik resha. So what do you mean? So that's why you need the pasuk, even according to Reb Shimon. Abaya Leslie High Svara. Rabbi doesn't hold the psik resha. Abaya v'Rava Darmish Avayu. Throughout this Masechah Shabbos, we always have Abaya and Rava both say Moder Reb Shimon psik resha v'loyamos. So Gemara says you're right. Basar the Shami Rava Savra. Abaya thought about it more after he heard it from his friend Rava, and then he realized that psik resha is the way to go, and that is the issue. Okay, let's continue a little bit, and then we'll get back to an important makar. Says the Gemara, Ika demasi la la bai v'rav ha. Some have this exact discussion on the following brisa. Hishomer b'nega hatzaras l'shmar v'od lasos. The pasuk says, this week's parsha, Hishomer b'nega hatzaras, be careful about nega tzaras. Right? This is the makar that you're not allowed to cut off tzaras. If you have a nega on your body, be careful about nega tzaras. L'shmar ma'od, to be guarded well, v'lasos. And the continuation of the pasuk is, k'chol asher yaru eschem ha'kohanim alviyim. Whatever the Kohanim teach you to do, which we're going to get to that Hemshech in a minute. But the Gemara darshes now from the word la'asos, to be guarded, to do. What's to do? So the Gemara darshes la'asos iata ose. You're not allowed to directly do an action to cut off your tzara'as. Aval ose ota besiv sh'al gabe raglo, ubamot sh'al gabe ksefo. But if you're going about your normal activities and your tzaraas happens to fall off and come off, it's okay. What is Sival Gami Raglo? The best application would be, let's say you have a tzaraas like exactly where your shoe ties on. And you're going to tie your shoe tightly, and in that way somehow the tzaraas is going to be able to come off. So are you not allowed to tie your shoe? Or let's say you're going to put this big bundle on your shoulder and you have a tzaraas neg on your shoulder. It might come off by putting this big bundle. You're not allowed to live your life normally? So the drasha of the Gemara is that no, lasos, only if you directly cut off the tzaraas, but living your life normally is not a problem. V'yim avra avra, and if it falls off, it falls off. So that's a drasha based on the pasuk. So again, the Gemara says, v'halam ali kra, darvish inim eskavin hu, v'darvish inim eskavin mutzer. Why do you need a pasuk to teach me that you're allowed to live your daily life? It's darvish inim eskavin, just like the Gemara had the parallel before about Mila. The Gemara here says, you can live your life normally based on the pasuk from the word lasso. So why do you need a pasuk to teach me? Isn't it a darvish inim eskavin? So again, Amar Rabbi lo nitzchei lo Yehuda, darvish inim eskavin aser. You're right, we only need according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says darvish inim eskavin is aser, which by the way, poskim say, doesn't this prove that Rabbi Yehuda holds darvish inim eskavin is aser mida oraisa? Because you need a pasuk to matir it. The Ubali Tosfos that we had earlier in the Masechta that held that Rabbi Yehuda says darvish inim eskavin is aser only mida rabana. But this Gemara seems to prove that it's daraisa because you need a pasuk to matir it. So it's even according to Reb Shimon, because Reb Shimon admits by Psikresha. Finishing off again, Rabbi Leslie High Svara, doesn't Rabbi agree to that? Rabbi Rava Dev Shabbai, Rabbi Reb Shimon Psikresha Volo Yamus, Rabbi the Shomei Rava, Savra, period. No, really, is after he heard it from Rava, that's when he held of it. Correct. The question is, what about maybe by Shabbos? So we had, not in the summer, on Kuf Yud, Menachem might have discussed with you, is there a chiluk between Shabbos and Kala Tarakula by Darvish Einim Eskavin? So that could be, but the first Makar, these are both, the first one is about Mila and Saras, so you say maybe over here, it's Darvish Einim Eskavin is Daraisa, by Shein Kain by Shabbos. So I think we had, didn't we have Tosfos on Kuf Yud, by the Shiltos? Melechas Machshavis is most of the time it's a heter, sometimes it's a chumrah. Bava Kama has a case where it's a chumrah, but generally Melechas Machshavis is a heter. So if we had a Tosas, what did Tosas quote the Shiltos? Shiltos on Kuf Yudah Mebeis. Tosas quoted the Shiltos, even though we pass it like Reb Shimon Mutter, that's only by Shabbos, because of Melechas Machshavis. But a Kol Tarkula, he passes like Reb Yehuda. So in that case, the Rosh there and others quoted that there might be Chalukim. So Nechinami, I don't remember if somebody says that, but it sounds good, that by these two cases are not by Shabbos. Maybe outside of Shabbos, Dov Shem Skavin is also Midarais according to Reb Yehuda, Mashiki by Shabbos, like we had Lahashvos Shabbos, the Kol Tarkula, that we had that idea. Well, hishamar is always a low sase, that verb. Hishamar pen al and low is always a low sase. That's what we had yesterday. Hishamar b'negas haras is definitely the low sase. The question is it also ase? This Rav Lala Asos, is that also an ase? The Rashba has an important ha'ara here on our understanding of the isser of taking off saras, the chlal. Because he asked the question on the havamina of the Gemara. What's darvish in miskavi? Act A might or might not cause act B. There are two actions. You're dragging the bench, which might cause holes. There are two actions. You could drag a bench without causing holes, right? It's very possible. That's act B. What's going on here? You're cutting off the tzaraas, and your kavana is to do the mila, and not to cut off the tzaraas. That's darvish einim eskavin? What is that? Malacha shein tzricha legufa. That's, you're doing the malacha, you just have a different kavana. It's like extinguishing, but you're distinguishing because you want to go to sleep. Not because you want to create coals. That's not darvish einim eskavin. That's not act A and act B. That's malacha shein tzricha legufa. That's what the Rashba asks here. Tamili, makari le darvish einim eskavin. You have kavana to do the act. Malacha shein tzricha legufa means you have kavana to do the malacha, but it's a different kavana than was out of the Mishkan or something like that. So the ein zakari darvish einim eskavin. Malacha shein tzricha legufa. So the Rashba says, what's the Gemara talking about? What's the havamina? So says the Rashba, fundamental, we have to learn something about the isser of saras. The isser of saras, the isser of cutting off saras, is not just I'm cutting off saras. What does the pasuk say? Hishamar b'negat saras l'shmar m'od l'asos g'chol asher yoru eschem ha'kohanim halviyim. Why does the pasuk add that on? To teach us as follows. Says the Rashba, the isser of saras is formulated as cutting off saras to become tahar from the saras and not going through the regular process of a kohen making you tahar. That's what the isser of saras is. It's not an isser maisa, purely cutting off your saras. It's cutting off saras, thinking that you're going to be saved and you're going to make yourself tahar and not go to the kohen. That's the isser of saras. Anything other than that is lacking the definition of the Isser. That's why it's called the Davar Sheni Miskaven. What's Malacha Sheni Svicha Lagufa? You're doing the full Malacha. You're just full Malacha. You're lacking a certain extra Kavana. Not like it was done in the Mishkan. Says the Rashba, no, you're lacking much more than that. When you have Kavana to do Mila and not to get Tahar with a different way, you're right, that's a side benefit. That's a byproduct. But still, says the Rashba, that's a Chiddush about... Chiddush about Tzara'as, that the Isser is not just per se cutting, but the Isser is doing it so that you'll get out of going to the Kohen. We had a similar idea, if you remember back all the way on Daf Chav Tesma Beis, we spoke about wearing shatnez. There was a Mishnah that said if you wear kilayim, but your kavana is to get protected from the element, your kavana is, you know, some other right advertising, because you're a salesman, you want to model off the clothing, then it's mutter. So ask all the mafreshim, what do you mean? And the Mishnah says, Darvashim Miskavim. Darvashim Miskavim, you wear kilayim, what are you talking about? So some Rishonim said there, oh no, kilayim isn't just wearing kilayim. Kilayim is wearing clothing that's kilayim to get direct benefit from, to protect you from the elements, from the cold and the heat. That's kilayim. And if you're lacking that element, so then it's Darvashim Miskavim. So similar idea here. Don't look at it as a physical action per se, but the kavana plays part of the role. Okay, so that's the Rashba here, says that. Okay, got a lot to do, we got to move on. Fourth, third wide line. So according to the first approach in both of these versions, the Abaya said, the Pasuk is needed for Rabbi Yehuda, not for Rabbi Shimon. So what does Rabbi Shimon do with that Pasuk? The Pasuk that allows you to do Mila in a certain situation. So what situation is that? So says the Gemara, Amar of Amar, Ba'omer Lakutz Beherta Hudu Miskavein. Where the guy says, the man who's getting the mila says, I have kavana to, you know, even though you, the moel, let's say they're talking about a gadol here, even though you have kavana to get rid of my tzaras, I have kavana to get tahar from my, you have kavana to do the mitzvah mila, I have kavana to get rid of my tzaras. So even in that case, it's mutter. That's the kiddush of the pasuk. So the Gemara says, Tena gadol. Okay, a gadol could turn around to the moel and say this. Kata mekel meimar. What about a baby who's 8 days old? You can't say it's referring to that. That's what it's referring to there. So Amar Misharshi baomer avi haben lakutz beheres debedahu dehu dekam iskaven. No, you're right. But it's where the father tells the moel, you know, my kavana isn't only to do the mitzvah mila. My kavana is to cut off the beheres of my son. And Rashi here says, there's a diakon, I'm sorry, the next Rashi, but that's the second possibility that even applies to a little child. Ask the Gemara, you need a pasuk to teach me that if the father has this kavana, that you're helping out his son, so then that's included. But if there's somebody else that could do the mila other than the father, and here Rashi explains, and the father shouldn't even be there, because if the father's there, then he obviously is connected, and he's appointing the moel. But if the father's not there, let have somebody else do it. Only asi do chalosase if you must do the asi nilosase. But if you can't, if you can get out of it, so then it's better just to do the asi, not do the losase, which by the way reflects the approach of dechuya in, as we mentioned at the beginning of the shiur today, that the losase is still there. So if you have a possibility of getting out of the losase, so then it's better not to have to do the asi and be docha the losase. So, Gemara, question mark. So why do you need a pasuk to teach me this case where the father says this? My kavan is also to help out my child from getting tar. Have somebody else do it when the father's not there. And what do you need the pasuk in that case for? So the Gemara says, Daleka acher. You're right. But in a case where there is no acher, so then this is allowed by the pasuk. Period. Okay, that is the end of the discussion of Mila and Tzaras. Okay, a couple more issues of Asay and Los and Asay Docha Los Asay before we get to the next Mishnah of Mila B'Shabbos. How is it possible? I'm sorry? For somebody else to be a Shliach besides, well, the father's not a Shliach. The father's doing the Mitzvah himself. The father can make a Shliach. But if the father's not there, well, is it, we know if there's an 8-day-old child, you know, he has to get a mila. But if the father cannot be here, the bezin has a chiyuv to do it, everybody has a chiyuv to do it if the father's not here. Okay, but that is asidocha lo sasa. Okay. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. There's a shach that says if a father knows how to do mila, he's not allowed to make a shliach. It's a mitzvah shebegufo. We'll talk about it in the Kiddushin Shirim when we talk about mitzvah bo yasmi b'shlucho, but we generally don't assume like that shach. We assume that you can make a shliach, You know, and you know, some mitzvahs. I don't know. I wasn't meant to be a moa. I could say that. But you know, I make my shliach, and though there are many doctors in my shul, but I wasn't meant to be a moa. But again, there's a big discussion here about making your shliach as a father, making your shliach in the first place. Amar Mar. Let's continue. We have the statement before that Mila is not Doche Yantif for Shabbos, except if it's Bizmana, right? The eighth day. So that's it. But if it's not on the eighth day, then it's not Doche. How do you know this halacha that Mila is not Doche Yantif except Bizmana? So Gemara has four possibilities. Number one, Amar Chizkiya b'chaitana de b'chizkiya, the Amar Kra, lo sasir mimenu ad boker, pasik by Karban Pesach. You're not allowed to leave over the Karban Pesach until the morning. In other words, there's a machlokas between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, whether you have to finish the Karban Pesach by Chatzos or by morning. But after the morning, that's called Nosar. It's a halacha that applies to all Karbanos after the time, but that's the halacha of Nosar. You're not allowed to leave it over. She'ain tam alom ad boker. But it says, if you look in the pasuk, it says ad boker twice. Los asir mimenu ad boker, v'hanosar mimenu ad boker, bo'ish tisrofu. You can't leave it over till the morning, and if you left it over till the morning, you have to burn it. Why does it repeat till the morning? Just say, if you left it over, you know, burn it. That's called a lav hanitak, la say. Although you did the lav, but you have an asay to do afterwards. So matam alomar ad boker. Why did it say another extra ad boker? Ba'akaz of litin lo boker sheni lisreifaso. To teach me that, let's say, the Pesach is, right, the Yudala Nisan is Erev Pesach. That's the day of the current Pesach. If I left it over till the morning of the first day of Yantif, I have to burn it, but I can't burn it yet. I'm not allowed to burn this yet. I have to burn it. You have to wait ad boker till the second boker till Chol HaMoed to teach me that Sreifas Nosar is not Doche Yantif. Why? Because this is really a carbon of Erev Yantif. It's really a carbon of Chol. But if you look in the Torah, when the Torah calls Pesach Lashem, the Torah refers to Erev Pesach as Pesach. It's very interesting. If you look in the Pesukim, Pesach Lashem, that's Erev Pesach. Chag HaMatzos, that's the Tezvav. That's what we call Pesach. But the Torah calls Pesach Lashem Erev Pesach. So really, the Erev Pesach is the day of the Karban Pesach. So it's on Yantif. You can look at it as a weekday Karban if you can't burn it today. So the Gemara says, Fuadin by Milo, that's not supposed to be done today. It's a whole activity. Therefore, it's not Doche Yantif. Just like Nosar, which is from a Karban of a weekday, is not Doche Yantif. Abaye Amar number two. Amakra, Ola Shabbat b'Shabbato. The Ola of Shabbos could be brought on Shabbos. V'lo Ola Schol b'Shabbato. But of course, you can't bring a karban. You can't bring the leftovers, the Hekar Chol Mevarim of a weekday on Shabbos. V'lo Ola Schol b'Yantif, or the karban of a weekday on Yantif either. Two. Three. Rava Amar, Amakra, Hu Levado Yasol Lachem. Talking about Melechas Yantif, that itself can be done. Hu V'lo Machshirin, only that and not its preparatory stages. Levado, the word levado is teaching me below milish lobizmana the asya b'kalvachomer, and not milish lobizmana, which we would have learned from a kalvachomer. Rashi explains here based on avoda and mila, as we said yesterday, which you want to see the, is that kalvachomer. Rashi explains it here. We're not going to go into it right now. Why would you have thought Mishlo B'Zara Docha Yantif? Okay, we'll say the Kalvachomer. Rashi here says, if you look at Rashi, Umatsa Ra'as She Doche Avoda Mila Shlo B'Zmana Docha Osa. If Tsara'as is Doche Avoda, as we mentioned yesterday, and Mila Shlo B'Zmana could still be Doche Tsara'as, right, that doesn't make a difference. So too Shabbos, which is pushed away by Avoda, Mila Shlo B'Zmana should be Doche. Yeah, and you work out the Kavachomer, as we mentioned yesterday. So that's why if Milo Shabbos is Doche Tzaraas, which is Doche Shabbos, so then Milo Shabbos Vana should also be Doche Shabbos and Yantif. We had a... Okay, but that's by Shabbos, so maybe... Nice, you might have thought Yantif is different some way. Ravashi Amar, we had about six Makaris yesterday for that. Ravashi Amar number four, Shabbason, Asehu, no, on Yantif, doing Mila on Yantif, it's not just a Los Aseh, but it's also an Aseh. I say, it says, Shabbason, you shall rest. As we said yesterday, the asay is not docha, los asay v'asay. We had the suffix of the Mishnah Melech yesterday. What happens if you do it anyway? You know, do you get malchus? Is the los asay still there? Okay, klal amar Rabbi Akiva. Let's get up to the Mishnah. Amar Yehuda, Marav Halach Rabbi Akiva. We pass like Rabbi Akiva. Which Rabbi Akiva? Remember back in the first Mishnah. Meaning anything, any preparatory stage of Mila that you could do before Shabbos, you have to do before Shabbos. You're not allowed to carry the knife through Rosh Hashanah on Shabbos. You're not allowed to sharpen the knife on Shabbos. You're only allowed to do the Mila on Shabbos. We also have a makor by Karban Pesach that we know when Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, there are certain parts of the Avodah Karban Pesach that have to be done on Shabbos. Right? You don't have a choice. So that's Docha Shabbos. But again, Rabbi Akiva says there, anything that you could have done before, you can't do on Shabbos. Klalam Rabbi Akiva, kom lach ha-shefshel ha-latzot ha-meir Shabbos, yin ha-docha ha-shabbos. Shchita, she-yefshel ha-latzot ha-meir Shabbos, docha ha-shabbos. Shecht in the Karan Pasach, you have to do bein harabayim. That's what the Torah says. So that's part of the avodah is not docha ha-shabbos, is docha ha-shabbos. Vam Rav Yehuda Marav, alok Rabbi Akiva. And again, Rabbi Yehuda Marav says there, that alok Rabbi Akiva. But Tzricha, and the Gemara says, you need in both places, both by Mila on Shabbos, and by Karan Pasach on Shabbos, you need the statement that we hold like Rabbi Akiva in both places. Why? The Yeshmina Gabe Mila, if you only said it by Mila in Argamara, Hasamu de Machshirin, de Efshar Lasos, me Eskalo Docha Shabbos, only over there do we say that preparatory stages which are not done, were not done beforehand, can't be done today. Why? Deleka Kares. Because right now, let's say today's the eighth day. If you don't do the Mila today, you wait till tomorrow, there's no Kares involved. Kares by Mila is only on the child when the child gets older and doesn't get a Mila. So that's way down the road. Obviously, he's not getting a Mila Bismana, but there's no Kares involved right now. Aval Pesach, but Karan Pesach we know is the other mitzvah saseh that it has Kares associated with it, but that's right now. You don't do a Karan Pesach today, you blew it. Right? And you can be chayav Kares for that. There's a question, what about Pesach Sheni? Does it happen on the other? But either way, it's right now, you're not doing the Pesach. Tika Kares, Emelitchi Shabbos, and therefore you should say that maybe even the Machshirin or Docha Shabbos, if you didn't do them. So that's why you have to say it even by Pesach. And if you only had, we have Pesach Rabbi Kiva, by Pesach, Mishum Dolo Nechmesu Allah, you'd give him Prisos, as we said yesterday. No, that's only because Pesach you can't do because it doesn't have 13 covenants associated with it. But Bris Mila, we said yesterday, it says the word Bris 13 times in the parsha of Bris Mila to signify and reflect the significance. So you might have thought that you do it anyway. Even if you didn't do the preparatory stages before Shabbos, Sricha, that's why you need the Rabbi Akiva, that we pass like Rabbi Akiva, both by Mila and by Karan Pesach. Okay. Back to Mila on Shabbos. The Gemara says, Mishnah says, Och in kol tzrachim Mila b'Shabbos. When you do a bris Mila on Shabbos, you're allowed to do all the tzrachim of Mila. Mohalim, you're allowed to do the Mila, which is the actual cutting of the foreskin. Parin, Priya, which is the pulling back of the foreskin to make sure the head of the Aver is revealed. Mila and Priya, right? The Gemara says a little later on that is an integral part of the Mila. If one doesn't do Priya, there's this chance that it might slide back over, and the person, the child, won't be mal anymore. And Priya is an integral part of it, and therefore, even though Priya usually causes more bleeding when you pull back the skin, but still, that's also Docha Shabbos because that's part of the Maisa Hamila, Mila and Priya. Umotzitzin, and you're allowed to do Mitzitza. Again, Mitzitza, sucking out some of the blood. Big discussion. We're not going to get into the controversy. Kli, but Pat. Different shitas, okay, ask your local rabbi, but that's motzitzah, you gotta do mitzitzah, even though this is also, the Gemara's gonna say, what malach are you doing here, we're gonna discuss that, but that's also part of the mitzvah of Mila. It doesn't say in the Gemara, mitzitzah bepeh. That's not in the Gemara. But obviously, there are many makaras afterwards that discuss this issue. But the Mishnah at least says mitzitzah. V'nosin aleha is polonis v'kamon. And you're allowed to put these types of medicinal bandages in order to, for the child. Again, because he's considered a cholosh, yesh bo sakana, and therefore you're allowed to do this. In lo shachach me'erev Shabbos, lo is b'shina v'nosin. What if you forgot to prepare these bandages, these medicines before Shabbos? Then, rather than prepare it in the normal way, chew it with your teeth and put it on. Meaning somehow, you know, prepare the medicine in some unusual way, which we'll talk about that line in a second. Let's just finish the Mishnah first. In Motarv Yain Veshem in the Erev Shabbos, if you didn't prepare this wine and oil mixture that they used to use for medicine before Shabbos, you notain Zeba Amatzmo Be'ez Zeba Atzmo. So again, prepare it in some unusual way. Don't mix it in Bekoach, as we'll talk about this from tomorrow's daf, but, you know, put it separately and it'll mix by itself. One second, and we don't prepare a chalak, this type of bandage, which was a specified bandage, making this chalak, the Meiri here says, is a tikkun kli, if you do it on Shabbos, therefore you shouldn't do it on Shabbos, but you could wrap a, more of a, just to hold you over type of bandage, until after Shabbos, then you could put this fancy chalak on. Im lo hiskin me'erev Shabbos, but if you didn't prepare this for me'erev Shabbos, korech al atzbo, maybe v'afil mechatzer acher. So you could even wrap it on your finger, again, if you have to bring it, hotzah, from another chatzer, you shouldn't carry it in the normal way, but at least be mishaneh as much as you can. Okay, so that's what you get from this Mishnah. You're allowed to do all the parts of the Mila, but also the second half of the Mishnah said, whatever you are allowed to do, you know, it's better to do with a shinui. That's what it sounds like. So that's what Tosfos says on the Mishnah, turning the Amud, because the Tosfos is on the Amud base. Lois Peshina of Tosva says this is very important halacha l'maisa right here. Afal gab da achar mila cholish yeshbo sakana. Who? We're talking about a baby who's a cholish yeshbo sakana. Right, so what are you talking about? You chew it, you this. Tosa still says, even by a cholish yishmo sakana, kama de efshal l'shrim mishanina. If you could do it with the shinu, it's still better. It doesn't say the meal itself, because the meal you can't do with the shinu. Right. If you do the meal with the shinu, it's dangerous for the baby. Right. So then, but the meal shouldn't be that much, but everything else. So Tosfos is saying like Lois Peshinov, which is the medicine, the bandages you're preparing for after the Mila. The baby's already considered a Cholish Yishmos Sakana, and Tosfos still says, but you see from this Mishnah, you always try to do it with a Shinoi, and this is the Psak of the Rama. The Rama says, let's say a doctor is on call on Shabbat, and he's a doctor who's the kind of doctor who gets emergencies. Obviously, he's allowed to call. Still, it's better to dial with your pinky. It's better to do things with a Shinoi. Why? It's a Cholish Yishmos Sakana, because the Rama says, in Shin Chafches, Yud Beis, that Bishomim Dim Efshar Lasos Below Tichur Yiblo Ichur. If you could do it without any delay through a shinui or through a guy, do it through them because that's better. Even by Cholish Yishmos Sakana. This is Deloka Harambam. The Rambam says clearly in Perek Beis of Hilchos Shabbos when you work for a Cholish Yishmos Sakana, do it yourself. Do it directly. Don't go through a shinui. Don't go through this. Do it yourself. That's what I mentioned a couple weeks ago. Right? That's from the Rav Shlomo Zalman. And this is the Rambam. And this is what the Shulchan Aruch paskens. There's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. Whether it is a lachadchila, obviously the Ramah says if there's any delay, don't do it through a shinui. There's a machlokas between the Mechaber and the Ramah. The problem is, what does the Rambam do with our Mishnah? Right? What does the Rambam do with our Mishnah? The Mishnah says do it through a shinui. And the Rambam himself quotes, do it through a shinui by a Yoledes, which we had a couple of daf ago on Kuf Chav Ches. The Rambam says in Beis Yud Aleph, by the case of the Yoled is bringing the oil, I remember putting it in the hair. The Rambam says, "Kol efshar lashanos b'shanin b'shas hava," like bringing it through the hair, etc. So the Magen Mishnah says, "What does the Rambam? What does the Rambam do with our Mishnah?" So the are you putting the baby into a sakana? We'll talk more about that tomorrow. L'chadchila, but the Sfas Emes says something connected to that, which we'll mention in a minute. So first, the Magen Mishnah though says maybe the difference. Maybe the Rambam thinks the only time where the Rambam mentions shinu is by Yoledes. So it could be the Rambam thinks Yoledes is different than all the other Cholish Yishmos Sakanas. In that says the Magen Mishnah, she's v'chavaleha heim kedavar tivi la. It's a natural, even though it's a chole, childbirth is a natural event that happens. V'ein achas me'elav mesa machmas leida. Even the Magen Mishnah says that 600 years ago. Wow. But says the Magen Mishnah, maybe the Rambam says you have to do with a shini by Yoledes because that's a different type of cholash yishma. It is a cholash yishma sakana, but it's a different type of cholash yishma sakana because it's a Yoledes. It's more of a davar tivi. So that's where the Rambam says you have to use a shinui. But mashenki by other cholash yishma sakanas, you don't have to. What about our Mishnah? So the Sfas Emes here suggests, I think, something is similar to what Aaron just said, and that is maybe because here you kind of messed up. You should have done this before Shabbos. You should have prepared this before Shabbos. It's your pshia. If you did prepare, that's why you have to try to do it with a shinui. But again, lechatchila, in a regular, if somebody gets sick on Shabbos or Yontif, you don't have to do a shinui, says the Rambam. Only here, where it was Alidei Pshia, that's why the Rambam would admit here, even though he doesn't say it beferish, that's why he would admit you have to do it through a shinui. Again, but halacha lemaisa, again, most of us are from B'nai Ashkenaz, so lechatchila, if there's no delay, and if there's no nothing, so then you should try to do it with a shinui. But chas v'shalom, if there's any delay, if there's any question, get in the car and take care of it. Even Savi Bikuach Nefesh is Doha. Okay, so let's continue. Michti. That's the Gemara. Great stuff. Michti. Ktani Kulhu. Okay. Michti. Ktani Kulhu Tzorchei Mila Lasu Yemai. The Mishnah says all the aspects of Mila are Doha Shabbos. The Mila, the Priya, the Mitzitza. So why do you have that title line? All Tzorchei Mila. It lists off everything. So what's that including? So Hadda Tana Rabbanan, it's including the following. Hamotan Rabbanan, Hamo, somebody who does Mila, calls Manchu Osik Ben Mila. As long as he is still Osik in the Mila, Choser, Bein Al Tzitana Ma'akunas Amila, Bein Al Tzitana Sheinam Ma'akunas Amila. There are different parts of the, you can speak to a mole about this, but the different parts of the skin that cover the Atara of the Aver by Amila. Parts of those skins, if they are covering, they're called ma'akvenes hamila. That means, if these aren't taken off, the kid is still considered an RL. Parts of them are, you're supposed to take them off, it's better to take them off, but you don't, but if you didn't take them off, the kid is an RL, the child is still considered a mahul. That's the difference between tzitzin ha-ma'akvenes hamila, the tzitzin she'in ha-ma'akvenes hamila. So says the Gemara, as you are doing the mila, obviously try to get off all of them. Piresh, But if you separate it, then you are no longer doing the milah. So then, only if there are still strands that are ma'akev the milah, that you have to be chozer, because this child is still an arel. But if the only thing left are tzitzin that are not ma'akev the milah, eino chozer, then you don't, are not chozer to do the milah. Again, why do you do tzitzin she'ein ma'akev the milah in the first place? That's what the Gemara is going to get into, the concept of hidur mitzvah. You like to do mitzvah bihidura, which we're going to get to in a couple of minutes, Bez Hashem. But this is also, even bris milah should be done in a mehudur way, so you should reveal the atar in a beautiful way, so all the strands should be removed, even tzitzun she'ena ma'akana samila. Oh, here we go. Rashi, third wide line on top. Rashi, hamol b'shabbos. According to Rashi, they're talking about a Shabbos. Why? Every time you cut a piece of skin away, that's an isadaraisa. So says Rashi, what's the pshat of this brisa? We're talking about a Shabbos here. On a weekday, go back to do whatever you want. Do the hiddur mitzvah, whatever you want. Rashi says, no, but when you're doing the milah on Shabbos, as long as you're still osik in the milah, so then, you know, then you can even do the tzitzah she'ena ma'akvanas ha'milah. But let's say you were porish for the mole was porish for a second, then he looks back at the milah. Oyvei, there is still tzitzah she'ena ma'akvanas. Rashi says, no, you got to wait till after Shabbos. That's how Rashi understands this brisa. If you look in the Rambam, the Rambam quotes this as a weekday. The Rambam quotes this Gemara in Hilchas Mila in Perek Beis. It's a weekday. The Rambam says, once you're poresh, it's a major chiddush of the Rambam, once you're poresh from doing the Mila on a Tuesday, you don't go back to do the tzitzin she'ena ma'akvanas ha'mila. Why not? What's the counter pressure? Chabura, you're cutting the baby for no reason. You already did the mitzvah. What about hiddur mitzvah? Well, you tell me, what about hiddur mitzvah? Now we need the brisker rav. The brisker rav that's famous in Yoni Chanukah. It's discussed on Chanukah, but we're going to discuss it here. We're going to relate it. The brisker rav writes, there's a machlokes between the Rambam and the Rama. Interesting. There's Hilchas Chanukah, we know there's a machlokes, the Tosfos of the Rambam, how many candles do you light? Do you add on per family, per night, or just the three levels that we had earlier in the Masech? There's a machlokes between Tosfos and the Rambam. That's one of the few places where the Mechaber passes like Tosfos, and the Ramah passes like the Rambam. So the Ramah passes like the Rambam, that you light candles for a family and for nights. You light 80 candles. If you have 10 people in your family and it's the 8th night, you're lighting 80 candles. But there's a machlokes, even though the Rambam quotes the Rambam, but there's still a little machlokas. The Rambam's lashon is that the Baal HaBayis lights all the candles. He lights for family member and for house, but the Baal HaBayis lights all 80 candles. When the Rambam quotes the Rambam, he says, no, that every person in the house lights it. So what's the machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam? Asks the Brisker Rav and the Grizz on the Rambam. So he says, it's the Rambam l'shitaso, to our Gemara. Why? The Rambam's approach is that hiddur mitzvah has to be in conjunction and done with the mitzvah. They can't be separate. There's no such thing as a beautification of a mitzvah separate from the mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah has to be part of the mitzvah and done when you do the mitzvah. So even on a weekday, if you finish the milah and now you want to go back for hiddur mitzvah, the Rambam says no way. There's no such thing as hiddur mitzvah not in conjunction with the mitzvah. So even on a weekday, forget Shabbos like Rashi learns the Gemara. Even on a weekday, if you finish the milah, now you want to go back to make it more beautiful, forget it. You can only make it more beautiful while you're doing the mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam says that the Baal HaBayis lights all the candles. Because the Rambam might think, says the Brisker Rav, if somebody else lights the candles, that's already considered piresh. You did the mitzvah already. You have Nereshu Beso. The Baal HaBayis did it. Somebody else is going to do hiddur mitzvah now? Forget it. That's the Shittas HaRambam. And the Ramah and the Rashi might hold otherwise. There's a concept of hiddur mitzvah even separate from the mitzvah itself. Okay, that's the Machlokas, the Rambam L'shitaso, the Brisker Rav here. Okay, Rashi Machlok, but fundamentally it's a Machlokas between Rashi and the Rambam, how to read the Gemara. So now continues the Gemara. Mad Tana Pirish Eno Choser. Who is this opinion? Which Tana holds that if once you separate, Eno Choser? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Bar Chanan Rabbi Yochanan, we're going to have three possibilities. Who is this Tana? First opinion is Amar Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Shmuel Bedachshu Rabbi Yochanan Broka. He is Rabbi Shmuel, the son of Rabbi Yochanan Broka. The Tanya, the Brisa we had already at about 2 weeks ago. Our boss, I should call the Shabbos. If you have Erev Pesach that falls out on Shabbos, so again, you're allowed to do the Shechting. But what about the other Malachas involved? Mafshit. Rabbi Shmuel says you're only allowed to skin the Pesach. Remember, the animal is hanging. So you're allowed to skin the animal. Skinning is a malacha on Shabbos, mafshit, and on Yantif. On Shabbos, I'm sorry. Until the breast and therefore you could take out the innards and then burn that to Hashem. But you're not allowed to do more than that. No, you're only allowed to skin the animal the whole way. So the Gemara says, just like over there, Rabbi Yishmael says, you're only allowed to skin the animal until the breast. Doing it more would make it more beautiful, but still you can't. So too, here, he's the opinion that says you can't be choser for tzitzit she'ena ma'akvin. So ask the Gemara, Mimai, one second. Why does Rabbi Shmuel Baruch Baruch there say that you're not allowed to go back? Could do more. There's no such thing as skinning an animal, hiddur mitzvah. Or you skin it, behidura? No, there's no hiddur mitzvah there. That's the mocker, by the way. Zekeli v'anvehu. This is my God, and I will beautify him. And I will beautify his mitzvos. Aval hacha, but by mila, the be'inan zekeli v'anvehu, hachanami. But by mila, there's a concept of hiddur mitzvah. The tanya zekeli v'anvehu. Be beautiful in front of him with mitzvos. Aselafan of sukkah na'eh, lulav na'eh, shofar na'eh, tzitzis na'eh, sefer Torah na'eh. That's the makar for a kasser on a Torah. V'kasebo lishmo, and write the sefer Torah, lishma b'dyo na'eh, with beautiful ink, b'kumas na'eh, with a beautiful quill, b'lavlar uman, with an expert sofer, v'karcho b'shirai na'in, have beautiful garments around the Torah. Right, so therefore that's hiddur mitzvah. Hiddur mitzvah only applies by mila. So how can you compare hafshata of current Pesach to mila? What's a lulav na'ah? Lulav na'ah, you look at it, it's
beautiful. Lulav, or is it decoration?
Right, I think it's in the lulav.
Sukkah, we say it's decoration.
Right, sukkah's decoration. So lulav na'ah. Right, what about tzitzis na'ah?
So that's
what about tzitzis na'ah? So I saw the, I'm sorry?
In price.
But also I saw, what about talus na'ah? That's not here. There's a Rashi elsewhere that says, what about, it only said Sitz is not. So I saw up the Kaja Klover, the Eretz Tzvi, in Chelek Aleph Simen Aleph. He has beautiful tshuvas. Everyone read up. So he says there, Bizman HaGemara, they didn't have separate begadim of tzitzis. They just had their shirts, their robes, and they put tzitzis on their four-cornered garments. That's why it only says tzitzis not. But Bizman HaZeh, when we buy whole talasim just to do the mitzvah of tzitzis, then it's even talus not. And that's why any hiddur mitzvah on a talus, make a beautiful talus. As the discussion in the poskim, what about the keser on the cover? So then on the edge. So either way, that's all would be included in talus. No, it's just Bizman HaGemara. They only added on the tzitzis. But nowadays we have even the talus. Oh, good question. What about writing a Torah lishma? So that's why is that hiddur mitzvah? So I assume it's just on the other parts. Dionoi, the continuation. You have to write a lishma with the following, which is hiddur mitzvah. Abishal Omer. Abishal continues. He says you have a different drasha on that word v'anvehu. Right, even though this is just brought in because it's the Gemara quoted it here. V'anvehu havei domelo, be like him. And Rashi explains v'anvehu ani vahu. I and him, I have to be like Hashem. Mahu chanun v'rachum, af atah chanun v'rachum. Just like he is kind and compassionate, so do you have to be kind and compassionate. Question mark. But either way, we rejected that this opinion of Rabbi Yochanan is the opinion of our Braisa. So therefore, who is the opinion of the Braisa? Just one ha'ara. The right, so here the Gemara says we have to be like Hashem. Right, just like he's Racha V'chadin, so too we have to be Racha V'chadin. If you look at the Gemara in Sota, the end of the first parak, the Gemara there says the similar principle. Just like Hashem is Malbish Arumim, so too we have to be Malbish Arumim. Just like he's Kover Mesim, so too we have to be Kover Mesim. Just like he is Menachem Avelim, so too we have to be Menachem Avelim, etc. So the question is, what's the difference between the two Gemaras? The Bali Moser point out, that's about Maisim, this is about Midos. We have to follow HaKadosh Baruch Hu both in our actions, which is the Gemara in Sota, Daf Yudalad, and in our Midos, which is Shabbos, Kufla Megimel, Rachum V'chanan. Okay, that's just an importance in both those ways. Okay, so El Amar Ravashi. So Ravashi says, maybe there's a second possibility. Hamani Rabbi Yosihi. Maybe the Shita that says that you're not allowed to go back for the Tzitzit She'ena Ma'akvin is Rabbi Yosi. The Tzan, the Mishnah says in Rosh Hashanah, Bein Shenir Ba'alil, Bein Shalonir Ba'alil, Mechalon Ovas HaShabbos. Let's say you're Edim, you're out in your Huppets, and you see the moon, and you're going to want to run to the Bezdin and Yerushalayim to tell them that you saw the moon. But what if it's the clearest night, and you heard the forecast is clear all over, and you're sure Bezdin saw the moon too? You don't have to go. So Rabbi Yossi says it doesn't matter. The Tanakhama says it doesn't matter. Even if his Ba'alil is clear, you still go under Mechal Shabbos. You go from outside the Tzlum and go tell him that you saw the moon. Rabbi Yossi Omer says no. Rabbi Yossi says no. Near Ba'alil, if you saw it clearly in Mechal of the Shabbos, you're not Mechal Shabbos because you could assume Bezdin also saw the moon. So we say maybe there too. Just like Rabbi Yossi has a limited approach to the Chilul Shabbos there, so too if for the Hiddur Mitzvah up above. So again, this Rashi seems to make fit into the Hemshech HaGemara, by the way. To say that it's talking about Shabbos earlier, because these two examples are talking about Shabbos. In the third example in a minute. Mimai, so again the Gemara says, how can you compare Rabbi Yossi over there to our case? Vilma Akal Kamar Rabbi Yossi Hasam. Why does Rabbi Yossi say you can't be Machal Shabbos to go to Bezdin, so Nitna Shabbos Lidachos? Because you didn't start being Docha at all. There's nothing, you didn't start that you could continue. Aval Hacha didn't Shabbos Lidachos Hachanami. But if you started being Machal Shabbos already, so then Hachanami, it makes sense to say that you could continue. So therefore, again, you can't compare the cases. So possibility number three. Ela Amri Nahardai Rabbanan de Pligi Elei Rabbi Yossi. The Nahardai say, it's the Rabbanan that argue on the following Rabbi Yossi. Ditznan de Mishnah says in Menachas. Arba Kohanim Nechasim Nechnasin. Great scene. How did they change the Lechem Apanim every day? The 12 loaves on the Shulchan in the Heichal. So what they did was, 4 Kohanim went in. Shnayim biyadam shnei sedarim. 2 of the Kohanim had 6 loaves in each of their hands. Ushnayim biyadam shnei bazichin. And the other 2 of them had the 2 cups of frankincense that hung on the side of the lechem apanim. V'yarba makdim lefnehem. 4 other Kohanim went in before them. Shnayim litol shnei sedarim. Shnayim litol shnei bazichin. 2 of them to take out the old loaves. They switched it on Shabbos. And 2 of them to take out the old cups of frankincense. Hamachlisim odeh b'tzafon upneim ladarom. V'amotzin omdeh b'darom upneim ladzafon. Each of them stood on opposite sides of the Shulchan. Eilu moshchim be'eilu manichin tifcho shozeh b'tzat tifcho shozeh mishum sh'nemar lefnei Hashem tamid. Because it says in the Pasuk that you have to have Lechem Apanim always, so how do they switch it? So you have Kohanim on opposite sides, and the second that the Kohanim removed the Lechem Apanim, so then the other Kohanim pushed in the new Lechem Apanim, so there wasn't a second that there wasn't Lechem Apanim on the Shulchan. That's how it works. It's a great scene to describe to the kids. They stood there, push in, get it, and then Shalom Yisrael, they took the old Lechem Apanim, right, the nace that it didn't spoil over a week, it stayed there until the next Shabbos, and they split it up amongst the Mishmar Hayotzi and the Mishmar Nichnas. So that's what the Tanakhama says. Because it says, Tamid always. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Rabbi Yossi says, Afilu Eilu Nozlem, Eilu Manichin, after Tamid. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Even if you have a couple minutes break, you don't have to go crazy. You know, to take him out, put it at the same time, take him out, and then go in and take him off. Rabbi Yossi says that's also considered tamud, meaning it's not called a hefsik if you have a couple minutes break. So what about the Rabbanan? The Rabbanan say, no, it is a hefsik if you have a couple minutes break. So says the Rabbanan, that's the author of our Mishnah, because once you're piresh, you have a couple minutes break, it's going to be considered a new act, and you can't do a new act to do the tzitzis she'enim ma'akvin. So it's the shita of the Rabbanan of Rabbi Yossi. Let me just do 3 more lines to me, and I'll take a question after. Tana Rabbanan. Mahalkatinas amila. You're allowed to trim and make sure the mila is done properly. The imlo hilkit onish kares. And if you didn't, there's a punishment of kares. Mani for who? Who's going to get the kares? Amar of Kana Uman. The moel is going to get the kares. For what? Rashi says, if the moel doesn't do a proper mila on Shabbos, he only starts the job and doesn't finish the job, then he's going to be chayv kares for chol Shabbos. So maslev rav papa, Uman. What do you mean? The moel? Lema lahu. Let him say, ana avdi palga de mitzvah atun. Palga de mitzvah. Atun avdi to palga de mitzvah. I did the first half, you did the second half. Meaning I was being osik in the mitzvah. I'm not chayv kares. So Elam Rav Papa, so who's the kares for a gadol? No, so I'm at a gadol, like we thought, gadol who doesn't do bris milah, if he doesn't have a milah when he grows up, and he doesn't do one. So Mazal Rav Ashi, gadol, the hedik sibbe. What do you mean? There's a pasuk that says a gadol is chayv kares. V'oral zachar shalo yimol. So what is the chiddush of this brisa? So Elam Rav Ashi, la'olam uman. No, we're talking about really a uman, a moel, who goes to Asa ben Ashrashas to Shabbos. He came 2 minutes before Shabbos was over. V'amru le lo misafkat. And everybody told him, you're not going to have time. Just wait till after Shabbos. You're not going to have time to finish it. V'amar lahu, but he's, you know, he says, Misafkina, I'm an expert, you know, I can do it. V'avad, and he did the meal of V'lois Afkat. And he didn't have time, and he didn't finish. V'shtaka the chaburu, David v'anish kares. And it comes out that he made a chabura, and the anish was kares. And therefore, that's the type of case where he didn't start doing it in the case where he could have done the mitzvah. Okay, let's go to the next line, which we'll start with tomorrow, is the issue of mitzitza. How much is it mishum sakana? How much is it refuah? That's the beginning of tomorrow. Okay? Have a good day. Is he a shliach anyway? For Chol Shabbos. If he's doing it, the shliach is varavera. Right, so if he's doing it, l'shem, there's only 2 exceptions, they should live there.
That's the case.